I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. No matter what's next for Iran and Israel, it won't change the fundamental clash beneath their conflict. The Islamic Republic of Iran will always be against Israel and America, and Christians in the Jewish faith, among other things. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
and I think that the regime, as it weakens, which there's no denying that it's weakening, that it will all the furthermore lunge out and attack anything that is in opposition to it.
Partners in Iran requested immediate relocation for up to 500 leaders and their families. Kelly says it's short-term protection in order to prepare for long-term gospel witness. Please pray for these believers' strategic location and for their gospel ministry to increase in Iran, but make sure that safety isn't in your prayers.
They would ask rather that you pray that they would be bold, pray they would be courageous.
And finally, the apostles of Jesus knew the value of hearing the gospel in one's own language. Even the New Testament was written in Greek. Mark Stedman from Wycliffe Associates says,
one of the things that we know about Bible translation is that the work is difficult and the work is rewarding, and the work certainly brings an amazing spiritual blessing to the community that's doing that.
But many translators face the challenges of displacement, conflict, and persecution. Yet church-centric Bible translation work continues. How? Wycliffe Associates is using Starlink satellite internet to accelerate Bible translation in remote areas where access to reliable internet is limited.
So they're not positioned in a single place, but they're assigned to some of our field people who travel around the world supporting Bible translation.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.